Okay, this is today the last day of August in the year 2016. And we are sitting in a place here in the middle of West Berlin called Greenhouse. Why Greenhouse and why you? Just present yourself and why we are going to meet together today.
Hi, nice talking to you. My name is Klaus Böhm. I'm the media leader of Deloitte in Germany. And we are sitting here in our Deloitte office Berlin, and we have here, like in many other places globally, we have here a so-called greenhouse. It's not a normal meeting space. We consider this as a space where we can meet together with our clients, for example, with other external guests, and elaborate on new innovative ideas. We can use here different new digital technologies in order to have a very nice and comfortable situation, but as well to really to create new ideas, to be innovative and to bring forward not only Deloitte as a consulting firm, but as well to work on our projects with our clients in a new manner, in a new atmosphere, bring them in a situation where they can compete with these new ideas, with new products in their specific markets.
And on this topic, you have a very specific context, which is called virtual reality, and maybe we're going to call more broader and saying augmented reality as well. It's the first time you present some valid data on the subject this year. And if so, just give me an outlook what you think are the most relevant data for the European or German market.
We used in the last weeks and months two opportunities with our partners Bitkom and the German High-Tech Association, Industry Association, and Fraunhofer, well-reputed research institute here in Germany, to have a closer look on virtual reality, augmented reality applications, use cases in the enterprise world, see what kind of new ideas we can use for production, for development, for marketing in these areas in a B2B way. This is a very nice and interesting market, not only for our clients, but as well for us, because we as Deloitte, as a consulting firm, we can use augmented reality app, for example, as well in our cooperation with our clients. That's definitely something of interest for us. We published here a study 2 months ago. And one figure here out of this, we foresee here a market in Germany of around 850 million euros until 2020. In the year 2020, 850 million euros worth this market, not only for hardware. Hardware is a substantial part of this figure, but mostly it comes from the content, from the application in this enterprise world. Now, today, we are here and have published together with Bitkom, the high-tech industry association in Germany, a new study directly before IFA here and tackling the consumer technology market. And here we see definitely as well quite a huge market for Germany with around 1 billion euro until 2020. First of all, for new content, and that's very interesting, but as well, of course, for hardware and IFA on the horizon. We will see here, of course, new hardware, but as well, new content from the games industry, for example, but as well from video producers and especially as well from sports and music. Virtual reality and augmented reality is definitely a topic for us as a consulting firm, not only in the enterprise world, but as well for our partners in the consumer industry.
Thank you very much. And looking a little beyond the German market, do you think this development is representative for the European market, even if though the data may be not that precise as for Germany?
Yeah, virtual reality is a new market, and the value chain of content and hardware here in virtual reality is non-existing. We have, of course, incumbents. We have the incumbent content producers. We have the incumbent aggregator like TV broadcasters. But we see, of course, here new market entrants. And those are primarily from the startup scene or as well already from the global acting online industry, the data-driven players in this market. So I would even say only to argue or to think about local markets in this new virtual reality, augmented reality market would not make sense at all, because here content will have a very global approach. Hardware of course, as well, as we know it already from other parts of the consumer electronics industry. So it is, of course, a global market. Mm-hmm. And it's driven by US players and to some extent by Asian players. Here in Germany, we are quite active as well. Even TV broadcasters are using first trials with virtual reality. They are really very active as well in cooperating with others, with global firms, for example. So yes, of course, for Germany it's relevant, but it has, from the very beginning, this new market, it has a very global approach as well.
Speaking about this approach, what are the most important lessons which can be learned from the US development here in Germany or in Europe?
Technology is a key driver here on the hardware side, but as well on the content production side. And we see here Japan, Korea, and first of all, the US, those areas where the players are very active in developing these new tools. So the investment for virtual reality is, first of all, in these markets. In Germany, we are quite reluctant to enter here into a high-risk game, and that might be, from the very beginning, a great problem. We have, on the research side, like Fraunhofer, we are, as usual, very active, and I would even say that German research institutes are driving as well virtual reality and augmented reality applications from an IT software perspective. But when it comes to commercialization, Silicon Valley, but as well Asia, is definitely far ahead of us here in virtual reality, in this game of virtual reality. Nevertheless, we see on the content side, we see here as well startups, but as well the incumbent TV and film producers working together with US partners, for example, in producing quality content for virtual reality and new augmented reality applications. And like Crytek in the games industry, Crytek as games developer and publisher, they are entering the market now, the virtual reality market, with new games. These are really high-end games, so they are active here as well, and they are pure German players, so to say.
So, last question because of that. Maybe there are some lessons which our international partners can learn from the German or European market as well? Or maybe they even should learn about that?
That's a hard question. When it comes here on enterprise applications, I would say yes, the German automotive industry, the German logistics industry are here quite innovative as well, quite active in using augmented reality applications and as well developing augmented reality applications. Here on the enterprise side, we do have already some best case examples, which are as well interesting for US partners or Asian partners.
Thank you very much. Any last words what I forgot to ask you?
Virtual reality as a new genre, which will definitely bring together video, games, music. And I'm really looking forward here to have virtual reality in the entertainment industry, not only as a new gimmick, a new feature for video, but I think that's the birthday of a new genre, of a new media market. And that's very, very interesting, I would say.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.